Out of every trillion normal carbon atoms in your body, there's a single atom of carbon-14. C14 is created when cosmic rays strike atmospheric nitrogen, which produces carbon with two extra neutrons. This C14 is a bit radioactive. As it decays, the C14 in your body gives you a radiation dose of 1 millirem per year, or about 1/400th of the natural radiation you get annually. Nothing to worry about. When you dine on plants or animals, you're taking into your body the same ratio of carbon-14 that's found in the air and everywhere on Earth. But atmospheric testing of atom bombs in the 1950s increased the air's C14. Our atmosphere normally contains 50 tons of it. But for nearly a decade, there were 51.5 tons. If you were born in the 1950s, you have more C14 in your tooth enamel and elsewhere in your body than the rest of us. So, even if you want to keep your age a secret, they could find out by testing you. Half of any batch of C14 decays in 5,740 years. So when an animal or plant dies, it stops breathing and therefore stops replenishing its C14. The body's normal carbon-12 lasts forever, but its C14 diminishes. After 5,700 years, half of the carbon-14 is gone. And after 23,000 years, only 1/8 of it remains. Thus, measuring a body's ratio of normal carbon to C14 lets you accurately ascertain the age of anything that was once alive, including clothing. Instead of having to rely on theories, we have a scientific way of dating things. An additional wrinkle is that supernova explosions hurl additional cosmic rays in our direction, which briefly creates extra C14 in our atmosphere. So as a bonus, we can tell how often stars explode by paying attention to strange spurts of increased carbon-14 in plants and animals that died long ago. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.